Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
David, you just had a small report there before we get to the callers. This should cause some joy in Tigerland.
Yeah, Kenta Maeda is expected to be designated for assignment in the coming days.
And in other news, he's cleared waivers. All right, he's gone. So let's just keep it moving.
That's what I was thinking. Is he just sent out or is he gone?
Yeah, gone. I can just tell he's cleared waivers. If he doesn't clear waivers, whatever team signs him needs their head examined. All right, to the people. Actually, ticket text first.
You mean your Yankees don't need him?
We're not that destitute.
I'm kidding.
Our pitching's a problem, but we're not a. You know who might? I'll tell you what. Baltimore might take him. Really? That's how bad their rotation is.
You ain't lying.
Their rotation. Whoa, buddy.
They really invested in their young roster there.
Go ahead.
Hey, I love our Pistons. We will win tonight, but that's all. No way the refs let us win in New York on Saturday.
Okay, you know what? At what point do we stop it with the refs?
Never.
At what point is it just, you know what? Go out there and play. You've gotten a lot of calls, Pistons fans, that they have not called. I know you don't see it, but they've let both teams play. That bothers me. Because that to me says it's, you don't believe in your team. You think that the refs have it out for you. Sign every other team in the NBA.
Jason in Heartland says, just imagine how the Pistons will look next season once Ja Morant gets here. Ooh, no thank you. Another person says, I'm excited about tonight's game. I think they can still win this series. They definitely have to win tonight. Well, yeah, of course.
But I do think if they win tonight, they have zero pressure and all is the Knicks will be playing not to lose the series instead of trying to win.
Let's go to Scott, 97.1. Scotty, what's going on, bud?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good,
hey.
Pal. What's on your mind?
Heading down to the game tonight. Couldn't agree with you guys most. Mike, I'm super confident for tonight's contest. Also, Rico, you hit your spot on. You can't rely on the refs to win you a basketball game, and you have to limit the turnovers. If we don't turn the ball over, we give us more possessions. Also, Cade is going to need that supporting cast tonight when he gets doubled. Like you said, Beasley and Hardaway are going to have to knock down those threes. And, thrive off the energy. Don't play into it, but, take advantage of it. That's for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, Scotty, you got the gift of, like, Assur stepping up with 20 points out of nowhere. Who's going to be that tonight? What role player steps up and gives it to you tonight? Because you don't have another star. You're going to need somebody to just do the job, and I don't know who it's going to be. Hell, they probably don't know who it's going to be.
Yeah, it could be Tobias, it could be Beasley or Hardaway. Also, in Game 3, the refs aren't going to make that call at the end of the game to determine the ball game. That's just not going to happen. We just got to be better. We got to play better defense and take care of the basketball. I think we come away with a victory tonight.
Yeah, and I mean, if like there's two X factors, Scotty, I'm with you, is like who's going to step up for the Pistons? And then I don't want to say legacy game, but because that's ridiculous with this type of player. But because of what the Knicks gave up to get him, if Mikal Bridges doesn't wipe that stupid smile off his face and actually guard somebody, I thought Mikal Bridges' defense this series has been trash. And his offense, forget about it. It just depends. Mikal Bridges If he doesn't do something to get the Knicks over the hump here and they lose this series, he may be on the way out the way people in New York are talking.
Maybe. I think he's definitely gone.
Okay, then. Rico hates Mikal Bridges.
No, I actually like him, but because you gave up so much to get him, the expectations went up so much, and he's not delivering.
I don't like his defense. For a guy who's a noted on-ball defender, I don't think he's done a very good job at all this series.
No.
OG, that's a different. OG Anunoby's D has been great. But yeah, I think it's X factor. Who steps up for you? Tonight has to be a Bridges game. They need more from him.
Bridges, he's picked his spots for defense, but you're right. Consistently, not there.
No, you hate to see it. See, it's fun for me because I hate the Knicks. So this is, and I'd rather play the Pistons. Sorry, not being disrespectful. I'm just shooting straight here now.
I get it. I understand.
Sounds a little disrespectful.
Little bit.
I'm sorry. We're the defending NBA champions.
You're trying to repeat. I get what you're saying.
You know, listen, our players need a little rest. I figure it'd be an easier series. What do you want?
I'm just saying.
Buddy, I got news for you. This gym class hero stuff, that ain't going to work against us.
Yeah, I would love it. We get extra experience and they continue to go. That's fine with me. I'll take that trade.
Yeah, David, go to Boston. You'll modern pastry or Mike's pastry. She'll love it.
I'll take
back
the trade
on the play
all day.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Win the series. But you're not beating us. You beat us. That's the worst loss in the history of the Boston Celtics. Period. Period. I might make that a worse thing than when Len Bias died. If the Celtics lose to this Pistons team, it'd be that number one tragedy, and then Reggie Lewis dead, and then Len Bias dead. That's how bad a loss to this team would be.
Because at that point, I guess you're wishing that the franchise just dies.
Then just shut the team down like MSU football. Call it a day. All right, we'll go to Dave, 97.1.
So dark.
Dave, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, Dave.
Good. This is Dave from Philly Heights. I want to talk about the national media. I'm really tired of all the whining about what's wrong with the Knicks. I'm just sick of it. But I did hear Stephen Smith say something that the Pistons are here to stay. And one of the gentlemen on the show said the Pistons should be 5 games and over. So they're getting respect limitedly, but I can't wait till they knock them out and listen to the whining about the national media. I'll love it. That's my take, and I'm confident about tonight.
Yeah, and again, look, you got to understand the way it works with the national media. Now, part of it is what's true, all right? I mean, you don't have to care. You don't have to watch the national media. But a conversation about what is wrong with a team that is supremely talented than the opponent, that's a relevant conversation. But I understand your frustration. But as far as the Pistons earning the respect, it's earned. It's why I wanted to play the Knicks. You don't want to be on NBA TV like the Celtics were the other night, and they had, like, Rico calling the game. It was awful. When they were playing the Magic, I go, who are these people?
I thought about that because I was like, wait, where's the Celtics? It's on NBA TV. Yes!
Standard def. Yes! Meanwhile, the Pistons were at the main stage, and what the Pistons have established is they are to be respected.
They are to be, and the fact that Cade has showed up in every game. It wasn't like, oh, it was just a one hit. Like every game, you know, it's Cade. Now, who else can help out? So nationally, yeah, he's becoming that guy. And I do think that you probably got some free agents saying, we're talking to their agents saying, I can go to Detroit and be that second guy.
Here's the other thing. I'm going to say this, and oh, God, I'm just not going to lie to you guys, okay? I've reached a point in my career, I'm actually convinced. Like, I'll take it to my grave. There are members of the national media who simply don't watch.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports. And they just say things.
Really?
Like, I mean,
at all?
Like,
just like their favorite team.
Well, Shaq already admitted it. We've already seen it.
Here we go. Now we're naming names. I just, yeah, like when it comes to certain things.
They're going to be at Auburn Hills tonight with the entire set.
And Chauncey's going to coach. You know what I mean. It's just you hear certain things and you go, all right, look, if you don't watch bad enough, you don't need to have this level of an opinion. You could just skirt around it a little more. And then you just hear people go in on certain things and you're like, all right, you are telling the world you're not watching.
I think the Shaq thing is also a trickle down of like exactly what you're talking about. This is happening across the media and it's trickling down to guys like Shaq.
Yes. And my problem is this, when you've got to do everything, like I can forgive some things. Like if you're doing a show that covers all sports all the time, you can't watch everything all the time. Cool. Something's got to come in last place. I'm honest with my audience. Last place for me is hockey. Why? Because I ain't got time and no one cares. Shout out Iserplan. The point is when...
Awful take, terrible take.
No, but Kenny, you know this. I watch plenty of their games. I don't watch all of them. That's an impossibility in my life. Just like it's an impossibility to watch all 82 Pistons games. But when I'm watching national television, and you're up there making well into the nine figures, and you say some ish that is bad if I was at a sports bar, that's where I start to go, come on. I know you're not watching. Shout out Chauncey Billups. Okay, then. Like, please.
We're going back to Auburn Hills, aren't we?
Right.
You can. Nobody else will be there.
I thought Dave Bing was great in the last series.
Okay, then.
Oh, the way Grant Hill shot that three, man, it was fantastic.
Let's go. Let's go to Kirk, 97.1. Kirk, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, boys? How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Confidence level, 75-80% that they're going to win.
Okay.
I'm just feeling it tonight. Crowds come through, they're going to get there. I want to know if we can go back to Durin for a minute.
Sure.
I'm under the impression that this kid is, I love him to death. He plays his ass off. But he's a piece that you put in a deal to get a guy that can do what he can.
Yeah.
And I go back to like what you said a few weeks ago about a guy that you mentioned a while ago that is spot on perfect for it. You call the Jazz and you see what it takes to get him.
Oh, Markkanen. Yeah, and again, I don't think he's the toughest hombre on the block, but his skills, and you put him with a guy like Cade instead of a guy like Colin Sexton or some of the other bums they got in Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kirk. And again, Danny Ainge is a goofball. He ran my team for a while. Danny Ainge is going to ask you for 38 picks and the rights to the Gordie Howe Bridge. You may not be able to get something done. But yes, you make a call on a player like that. Absolutely.
Yeah, take all the picks. We know how we feel about that. I don't care about them. Go ahead.
I'm with you there. But no, look, Kirk, anytime you have these conversations, fans rightfully get defensive about their own guy. If there's no attack, I just wouldn't run to pay him.
Yeah, but what you said, though, is true. Like, you can't have a guy, look at the team still left in the playoffs. You can't have a big man that can't hit a 10-foot jump shot.
Right.
It
now,
just doesn't work.
And here's the problem. As long as Ahsoka Thompson is a part of your future, well, at a minimum, which one of you is going to get a game? Now, Ahsoka, maybe he takes the summer, he shoots 5,000 jumpers, goes Mamba mode, and he comes back, and he's the league's ultimate 3-and-D guy, Kirk. Great, then it fixes a problem. But what I can't do is in closeout games have Thompson and Durin on the floor at the same time.
No, even if he was a little more offensive minded like his twin brother, I can live with that.
They're different players.
I know.
And look, Thompson's defense is good. His effort is good. He's a hyper athlete. There's no dislike. But everything, the difference between me and most people, you're right, Rico. I don't allow myself to be happy with little fun things. Everything I want my teams to do has to be directed at raising a banner. How do the moves I'm making, do they put me closer to a banner or not? I don't care about making the playoffs. I don't care. Like, if the Pistons come back next year and they're the 5 seed and they lose in the first round, like, that does nothing for me.
No, no, no. This is the only year where you get to celebrate, hey, we made the playoffs, just like with the Lions last year. Hey, you made the playoffs and you won a game. Right now, you won. Not going to complain no matter what happens. But after that, yep, the bar has now changed.
It's also the mark. And I know now isn't the right time because it's game 6. But the one thing I'll say to you is, like, and I understand it. You should hate the Celtics. I was raised a Celtics fan. I'm sorry. The point is, the Boston Celtics and their trademark throughout the history of that organization, anything but a banner, unacceptable. And they've made brutally difficult moves. They've traded fan favorites. They have guys that have spilt blood in that city. They didn't let Paul Pierce retire as a Celtic. That's almost stabbed to death. They don't give an F. They're going to make the move. They traded Kendrick Perkins at the height of his popularity, and he was an insanely popular Celtic. Pistons have to have that approach. Cold-blooded. If you don't have an assassin running your team, you're headed no. Go ahead.
To be fair.
Ironically enough, you have the Alaskan assassin.
And I agree with you. You're right. But you have 18 championships and we have 3.
Look, you'll get there someday, Spank.
3 more than some teams have.
Let's be fair. Let me be fair to you. Those banners came before, like, the civil rights movement.
But when you build it like that, that's the franchise is going to have a killer instinct like that.
Right. And look, I'll go to my grave. The Celtics have left several championships on the table.
You're
now.
Right.
Bill Russell and Bill Walton, long time ago.
Exactly. And even, look, with the big three the Celtics built, if KG doesn't blow his knee out in 09, they win that one. Then they go 2010, they lose game 7 to the Lakers. Perkins doesn't play, and Ray Allen looked like he owed the mob money. Not that it still bothers me.
He went full John Starks.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and, like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.